This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey there, Brad.
Well, this week we had a visit from the governor on Monday.
He was here to promote investing in Pennsylvania's startup companies. And it was a rare event. It's been more than a year since he's made a public visit to the region. He toured Factory LLC, that's a small business incubator in Bethlehem. They have famously invested in startups like Stuffed Pups, those chocolate stuffed marshmallows.
And while the governor was here, WLVR's Tyler Pratt asked about the latest rise in COVID cases and about the Delta variant. And since it was sort of a business boosting event, what businesses can do.
Yes. And here was his response to that. Let's hear it.
If you want to protect yourself against COVID, whatever the variant, get vaccinated. And I think that's what employers can do, just encourage their employees to get vaccinated.
What's striking is what a carefully worded message he delivered. He said that employers should encourage employees to get vaccinated, to have the conversation with their employees, but was very careful not to say that employers should mandate vaccination among their employees, which they can legally do in many cases.
Yeah, we noted that as well. And I think one of the things that really jumped out to me is this message on vaccination, which now we're hearing from the national level all the way down to our local health officials as the number one tool to stave off another significant rise in infections. And Brad, I do have an update on what COVID looks like locally. So the good news is right now, new case counts and hospitalizations are still pretty low in the Lehigh Valley. Over the past week in Lehigh and Northampton County, there were about 230 new cases. But the dark side is that's nearly double the number of new cases from the previous week. And it's that exponential rise that experts look at as concerning.
And that's happening in so many different states around the country where the rise from week to week is 50% or more.
Yeah. And just for some more historic context, I took a dive back into the numbers that we had from last summer. And those numbers put us right on par with where we were in July 2020.
The other thing that I think is striking, and we've said it before, is this has become a pandemic of the unvaccinated, with the vast majority of hospitalizations and those deaths that are still occurring among the unvaccinated.
And I think that's why there's such a push for vaccination. We had one local health official on our air this week talking about, hey, even if you missed your second shot, go get it. Even if you're outside the window, it can still help protect against this Delta variant that's spreading so rapidly across the country. Now, another big development that we'll be watching in our newsroom is the question about masking in public again and whether folks who are vaccinated should be masking. Philadelphia officials are now saying that even fully vaccinated people should wear masks indoors in public spaces again.
That's a big change. And we're only 2 weeks away from Music Fest, when hundreds of thousands of people are expected to visit the Lehigh Valley to take advantage of this mostly free music festival based in Bethlehem.
Now, organizers are well aware of the, you know, public health issues and say that safety is taking center stage in the event this year. Currently, the rules are based on the state guidelines, so vaccinated people are not required to wear masks indoors or out. Just unvaccinated people will be asked to mask indoors when they're at Arts Quest or, you know, at businesses on Main Street.
In terms of historical context, I'll be away next week and, in fact, traveling interstate. And personally, I'll probably treat it almost as I would have a year ago, even though there aren't as many government-imposed restrictions. But with rates increasing at the rate that they're increasing, I feel like I have to be responsible, mask up when I'm indoors again.
I think that's a question a lot of people are asking right now, Brad, and making those decisions for themselves. I wish you safe travels in your journeys, and we'll miss you.
Thanks so much for joining us. That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at wlvr.org.